website, the email address and such. So we're going to now switch over to the second half of the show. About 20 seconds, I'll just kind of introduce it. We're going to go through, I don't know if you guys have heard, but KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane is going to be doing a Versus tomorrow on Sunday. A Versus battle going head-to-head. So we're going to celebrate that as we're now moving into the second half of the show. So this second half of the show, we're going to celebrate KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane, because it was recently announced that KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane is going to be doing a Versus battle live tomorrow on Sunday. And you guys can check this out on either on YouTube or all services that is going to be providing the Versus battle. I'm not too sure offhand, but you can Google it, do your research, and check it out. And KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. Me personally, I think KRS-One is going to win this battle. You know, it's a friendly battle, but KRS-One definitely has a bigger catalog. He has a bigger span of hits and songs that people know. So when this goes long, you'll know that KRS-One is going to come out on top, at least with songs that people know. Because a lot of the songs that Kane has, not a lot of people know them. Only the true heads do. So I think KRS-One's going to come out on top of that one. So we're going to go back and forth with some of my favorite Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One joints throughout this last hour in the second half of the show. Hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm going to start off with the smooth operator himself, Mr. Big Daddy Kane. This track is called Smooth Operator. And this is on Redbox Radio 95.9 FM CKW. We're here each and every Saturday night between 8 and 10 p.m. Let's do it.
Excuse me, take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum length of rhymes with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on as I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon, I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators, so let's groove with the smooth operator. Just I'm so smooth. Just I'm so smooth. B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, I'm good and plenty, serving many in any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild, I love the profile, front and hard but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street. Confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the crews and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now girl, step up to this. One simple kiss and it's over, miss. Sold a nice dream as high as the price seemed. Girlfriend, you've been scooped like ice cream. So just swing a fling, a gathering, try to cling. Cause it's a Big Daddy thing. And I'm loving them right words far. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the smooth operator. Just I'm so smooth. Just I'm so smooth. Now ain't
got the buckle and the kittle black, saying I'm a new jack, you need to be smacked. Smooth way I say them and the way I display them, to make them sound different in a way that's gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine, and I make one line, bright as the sunshine, attacking like Robitussin on a corp. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of. You can't get a bit of, so just consider a break, a rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Genuine for 89, and I still ain't half stepping. Peace.
Yes, sir. Big Daddy Kane, the smooth operator himself, man. That track was from way back in the day, like 88, 89 era, you know what I'm saying? That's when that track was played, that's when it was bumped. Yeah, so if you guys, like I said earlier in the show, just before this track, rather, KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane, they're doing a versus battle happening tomorrow night on Sunday evening, October 17th. Make sure you guys support that and go check it out. It's going to be incredible, man. Two hip-hop legends. It's nice to see the verses they're doing. They're respecting the legends, and they're getting the guys that have kind of paved the way for other artists. And we influenced a lot of artists back in the days, you know, like, that's what it's all about, man. Showing respect to the forefathers. And so that being said, we're going to get into a KRS-One track. This is one of my favorite tracks produced by the legendary DJ Premier. This track is called Outta Here, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a tunnel banger, so turn this one up, yeah.
Sampling loop.
Yes, sir. KRS-One, out of here, man. Produced by DJ Premier. This came out off of his debut album, Return of the Boom Bap, released in 1993, man. This album was the album before the one I got introduced into KRS-One. I got introduced into KRS-One in 1995 with Rappers Are in Danger when he dropped his sophomore record, self-titled KRS-One. And that album is incredible, man. So I got turned on to KRS-One, and then I went back and got his first solo album and all the BDP stuff, because when that stuff came out, I wasn't into that. I was listening to other things at the time. So it is what it is, as they say. But that's KRS-One, man. I mean, I'm sure he's going to drop out of here tomorrow night for the Versus battle. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, okay. Now we're going to go right back to the Big Daddy Kane himself. This is one of my favorite songs by Big Daddy Kane, released on the Taste of Chocolate album. Came out in 1990. This is 'Cause I Can Do It Right. Love this joint, man. It's a really good beat, too. Check it out.
And there's something media, a natural born lover with love to give free to your media. So all your bacon lovers move over, 'cause I'm so smooth they should call me Black and Nova. I'm not trying to say that I'm number one, I'm just a smooth operator that gets the job done. So let me lick you from head to toe real slow. 'Cause ever since I was young, I could keep girls strung just by the movement of my tongue. I remember it all starting way back in, kindergarten. Some played with Legos, some played with Play-Doh, but I was feeling girls like a ripe tomato. And now it's 1990 and you can find me in a dunk, locking up girls like a bone. Yes, I got a harem, but I don't share them. I collect them like Pajam and, you gotta see them. Because the ladies is all I dream of, and not even Anita Baker can give sweeter love. You know why?
'Cause I can do it right. 'Cause I can do it right.
Girls, they get something to treasure, and welcome to the smooth operator's palace of pleasure. And if you're wondering if I want it, I got a Craftmatic with your name written on it. I reminisce saying I think I'm 8 to 80, but I was just kidding. No, you have to be a lady, even if you're too young with the hypest body. I just don't go to a Similac party. So all those of age, we can get intimate, bumper to bumper so you can get your fender bent. I treat girls just like pastry. Tasty. Very kinky when it comes to hanky-panky. A well-known player, but not for the Yankees. I won't say I'm the baddest or portray that role, but I'm up the top two and my father's getting old. I'm taking love to a brand new height, and if loving girls is wrong, I don't want to be right. 'Cause my man Babyface said that it's no crime, and of course I work dying or Ross over time. You know why?
'Cause I can do it right. 'Cause I can do it right.
The movies I frame Roger Rabbit, play Spike Lee with Jessica because she's got a habit. But I'm not an actor, I'm just a master. Charm girls as I whisper sweet nothings to attract her. I bring about that feeling of passion to have her on my body like modern day fashion. Laying next to me in pure ecstasy. You're like a door and you know that sex the key. So send your man to the lost and found. I'm bringing something that's world renowned. In other words, good loving that's major. I got girls in more areas than a sky pager. Running around saying please me, please me, please me. That's why I say it ain't easy. But I've been able to maintain my status with ladies matches without no ifs, ands, or maybes. And other players just can't understand it and couldn't keep their girls even if they were branded. I always end up with them on my shelf. I gotta jump back and kiss myself. You know why?
'Cause I can do it right. 'Cause I can do it right.
Yes, sir, because I can do it right. Man, I love that beat, man. That was off Kane's third album, Taste of Chocolate. That's actually when I got introduced to Big Daddy Kane. It was 1990. I remember seeing that video and another song, because It's Hard Being the Kane. Both those songs were on Much Music all the time back in 1990. I was like 11, 12 years old. I was 11 years old in 1990, man. And I used to bump that all the time, man. Like, rap was very, very, very obscure back then. Like, there wasn't really much out there. So whatever was out there on TV or in the stores, you just embraced it and you listened to it over and over and over again, because that's all you had. Like, there was no internet. There wasn't that much to buy. So Big Daddy Kane was one of the premier MCs at the time. And I remember this song. I play this over and over and over again. I still have the tape somewhere, actually, in a box somewhere. So I find that interesting. You know, all you heads out there that still have your tapes, man, don't get rid of them, man, because they're definitely long, long out of print. So with that being said, we're going to move into a KRS-One joint. We're going back and forth if you guys are just tuning in, because we're celebrating the KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane versus battle that's happening tomorrow night, Sunday night, on YouTube and other services as well. You just Google it, do a search, but usually I catch all the versus battles on YouTube, so make sure you check that out. And it's going to be a great celebration of hip-hop, celebration of music, you know. But KRS-One, I don't know, it'd be crazy if they actually had a MC battle. That would be ridiculous, man, if they actually did go off and do that. That'd be great for the fans. But anyways, we're going to get into a KRS-One joint. This is actually back in the BDP days, Boogie Down Productions. This is the first song he put out that got him, that basically put him on the map, which is South Bronx. It was a response to MC Shan's song called The Bridge. So we're going to get into that joint, man. This is South Bronx, Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One. Let's do it. Rest in peace to Scott LaRock.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This funky fresh jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attacked. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well-deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, Beat Boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People was getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care. They turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick. With cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams. And on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects. Casanova all over. You couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew. The Cypress Boys. The real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace it seemed. I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980. The dregs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then their nerves will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx.
I like how that ends. Scholar Rock is like, fresh for 86, you suckers, because that's when that record came out, man, 1986. They did that on a four-track, believe it or not, which is incredible, man. 1986, just think about that. That's 35 years ago. Damn, that's how old that song is, but it still sounds dope, man. KRS-One has a long career, 35 years now. So, I mean, if he drops that one on the Versus Battle tomorrow night, he's going to blow the roof off that place, man. Because that is definitely a bona fide hip-hop classic, hip-hop anthem that everybody knows, you know. All right, so moving over to the Smooth Operator. Like I was mentioning earlier, the album Taste of Chocolate had Because I Can Do It Right. And now I want to get into the other joint that was the big hit single off of Taste of Chocolate. This is It's Hard Being the Cane, produced by what's his face from Stetsasonic. I can't remember his name right now. And he produces for Professor Prince Paul. That's what it is, from Stetsasonic. He produced Big Daddy Kane's It's Hard Being the Cane. So let's get into it, y'all. Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW style.
Put your weight on it, and a Prince Paul, bring me on, and a Ayo Botch, bring me on, and a Mad Money Murph, just bring me on, and a, just bring me on, yo. This is a world premiere and I'm here. A presentation beyond compare. So MC step to the rear as I break through. Girls say ooh and then skip to my loo. That means dancers I get smooth with. Poetic perfection that you can groove with. Just like a passenger, hurry and fasten your seatbelt. Cause I'm about to start broadcasting the words of wisdom. So turn up the system, loud and clear. I don't want no one to miss one. Word to be heard, nothing slurred or slurred or referred. It's absurd, only damage is occurred. As I break MCs like a lumberjack. Ain't no coming back, you can't get none of that. I'm I'm not the type of MC to be merciful. So if your name ain't Jermaine, take it personal. Cause like a vigilante, I'm gonna kill up any sucker MC that tries to withstand me. With the mic in my hand, I start flowing then. All competition, flee and start going in the other direction. Run for protection. Cause I could burn an MC like an erection. You're too small, kid, don't get involved with the verbal form for the nation of Islam. Wisdom I speak makes your head nod. Showing I got the power, and that's for being born to God. But many doubt my knowledge of self. But they're just illiterate, so I don't consider it feeding off poison that's polluting their mind. And that's the reason I don't swine. I gotta maintain, accelerate my brain, and goddamn, it's hard being the cane. Give it to me. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it here. Give it to me. Yeah. This is the proper way man should choose ink. But you're at your brink and your rhymes are extinct. Just like a dinosaur, but you never find no more. Cause mine keep selling on wax like some kind of whore. Let me inject this flow of electric currency for all the party people preferring me. And spectating like a tourist, cause you never saw this style of rap kicking like Chuck Norris. But this ain't kung fu, no, I just brung you a style the phony MCs will be young to digest when I manifest your adolescent. So sit back, relax, be glad you had a lesson. And this one's for your listening pleasure. Something for all the biting MCs, the treasure. Just like a diary for you to admire me. Before you're putting the Dead Poet Society. Cool as a draft, dropping math in a paragraph. And laugh as the rap, breaking half your whole staff. But many MCs were able to retreat, running like an athlete. But I got bad feet, so I don't chase you. Nor do I wait to face you. Nah, it ain't in my nature. I just rip shot, flip top, and watch MCs get dropped. As I manifest in hip hop, rhymes I construct, the tough like a Tonka truck. And just like lightning, they struck down on all the toy MCs that annoy. That's how I build and destroy. The poetic printer, rough rhyme inventor with a groove so smooth you can't help but get into. So I'm advising competition to flee, cause I can bake an MC like Chef Boyardee. Holding my own on the microphone, cause I break bones just like sticks and stones. So let it rain as I put them in pain. God damn, it's hard being the king. Give it to me. Get up. Come on. Give it to me. Come on. Give it to me. Yeah. Put it on pause. Because here's the Holocaust. Above all laws and affecting all yours. Cause I came to place a taste of basic grace. A replace, erase the waste without a trace. My vocabulary will just have you very dazed and amazed. So I fear no adversary. That means competition. They can't even touch this, even with ammunition. Break out the gauge and go into an outrage. And I'ma still blow up the stage. Cause this is a death threat, but don't let your sweat get in the way of your vision. Don't be missing when I get set to go on a rampage. Start a one-man rage, total destruction as I rip up the damn stage. And leaving it ruined from the damage that I'm doing. To prepare the atmosphere as I put you in the mood for the smooth operator to start this flow. And so, I hush the crush, I stomp the calm to try to get flying. Face the ace, I put them in place, precede them, retreat them, defeat them, delete them, and beat them, and eat them, and all the rest of that good stuff, cause I don't need them. Only one survivor can remain, and goddamn, it's got to be the cane. Get up. Give it to me. Give it here. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Put your weight on it.
Man, if Kane does that tomorrow night on the Versus Battle, and then he has his dancers and stuff, I don't know if Scoob and Scrap are going to be there. I guess all those guys are in their 50s, so. But he might have some younger dancers. That would be insane, man, because Kane is like a performer. He likes to put on a show, you know, because he's heavily influenced by James Brown, eh? That's kind of his teachings, who he grew up watching. So I'm sure Kane's going to have a performance. He's going to do the splits, or at least he's going to try to anyways, like James Brown. And he's going to have this jacket, and man, it's going to be exciting. So again, it's going on tomorrow night, the KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. versus battle happening. Usually you can check it out on YouTube or you can check it out on streaming services. Or make sure you go check it out because it's definitely going to be memorable. And it's going to be talked about all over. Like Hot 97, everyone's going to be talking about it, man. And I'm sure KS1's going to bring it because he always does. I don't know if anybody listening has went to the KS1 show. It was exactly 10 years ago, November 2011, at the Republic Nightclub, if you guys remember that spot downtown. I think it's on McDermott. KS1 was there, and I went to that concert. It was incredible, man. Everybody who was anybody in the hip-hop community was there. Went around, hung out with a bunch of people. I had a few drinks. Had such a great time. Got to see my idol, KS1. And, yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing. So we're going to move into, another KS1 joint. This is the song that got me into KS1. This is Rappers Are in Danger off his sophomore album, self-titled KS1, 1995. Produced by DJ Premier. Let's do it.
Master Chris, I don't talk itch. Expand your consciousness and dismiss foolishness. No one is new to this or new to Chris. In hip-hop's atomic structure, I am the nucleus. That is the center of the group, we us. They, them, you, every squad, every massive, every crew. Dental floss is lost when a true rapper jumps off. The cash is incidental, but not meant to distract you, of course. What? The style that I am kicking is like chicken. It will be bitten, rewritten, then performed for a $25 admission. Reviewed in the source. You will listen, then find something missing, of course. It's skills, that's what you're fishing for, it's loss. What? I'm getting too explicit, the track jingles. I will do a whack album, then remix it for my single. Kicking rhymes till I wrinkle, and my brown eyes twinkle. Godcore hip-hop for the non-sinker.
Rappers are in danger.
Tasty like a souffle French croissant on Tuesday. Rappers be booty, goofy, that's how they cruise that. Biting whatever you say, the moose stay ego. We know the steelo, your whole character's foul. Makes me wanna shoot a free throw, bow. From the geeko, no get-go, my flow hits low. Wherever all the dope shit go, that's where my shit go. B-B-B-Bo, skank, I think. Self, which includes everyone else and the bank. Others like to bring the shoddy to the party. I bring knowledge of self, you cure the mind, you cure the body. Some rappers like to come to the party, hoping to leave with somebody, check. I come with skills and I leave with your motherfucking respect. Respect.
Oh yeah,
so check.
Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger.
New types of verbal hip-hop I bring. When you know you can sing, boy, you know you can sing. I do not clutter up the airwaves with stacks of useless facts. MC's trying to be max, but acts like ignorant blacks. Treat that, I'll snap your back as it cracks. You will experience loss or lack of balance. Stop the balance, rock from week to week, like an allowance. All of you are cowards hiding behind the mask of MC. I remember thinking back to 83. No video, no, you had to be a real live MC. Now you youngins grow up barking. Any new jock you're hugging, weak production. Let me tell you something. Any MC could battle for glory. But the kicker don't rhyme to wake up your people's another story. Act like you never saw me. Cause when it comes to lyrics, I'm in a different category.
Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger.
Yes, sir. KRS-One, rappers are in danger. I like the way Premier was scratching back then, all those stab scratches. Rap, 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 chip, chip, rap, rap, rap. You know, he was doing that style back then. He doesn't really do that anymore, but I mean, he doesn't really produce albums and lots of tracks. He does his one-off songs here and there, but we'll see if he does any puts on any albums. But yeah, that was Rappers Are in Danger. That was 1995, man. That was my first exposure to KRS-One, and then before that, and then after that, sorry, I got into his I Got Next albums, and then the Sneak Attack, and all the ones that came out after that. But I've been following him all the way up to the album he dropped last year. He put out a brand new album, and it's definitely banging, man. It was released independently, and he even had some autographed copies, which I paid $45 for. The new album is called Between the Protests, which is was fitting for what was going on last year politically. So, yeah, make sure you go support that, man. Support the brand, all the KRS-One albums, basically. So we're going to move into a Big Daddy Kane joint because we're kind of going back and forth here, y'all. We're going to get into, I think, Set It Off. Let's do that one, man. It's definitely off his debut album, 1988, Long Live the Kane, man. Let's do it. Big Daddy Kane, this is Set It Off on Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW style.
Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back a fold, cause I'm a man with soul in control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, a Mac, I move you with a strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and into the mic. As I shoot the gift and see, stand stiff. While my rhyme stick to you like Skippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap soloist, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant. Anthem. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain a gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, and cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take on. My rhymes take the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you know. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Now break it loose. Take a step back, or you will soon regret that you ever had to confront me, and you can bet that I come correct, perfect, and full effect. Disconnect, dissect, eject, as I wreck shop. Static command with the clan, caravan or band, we go man for man. And without further ado or any delay, Mr. C, as we say, calling the DJ, Mad Money Murph with the triple M, smoother barber, keeping my flat top trim. Scoop love of my brother, scrap love of the other. Dancers of the crew, so allow the boys to smother the floor and endure just for your pleasure. Have the microphone, Lord, proceed to get more. Acrobatic, Asiatic, rap fanatic, I get dramatic, and rhymes start flowing automatically for me. So don't play me, obey me, when asked who's the best, you better slay me. I'm sending sucker MCs heading north, and if you still want some, set it off. For you to cope, it's just a wish and a hope. And if you are what you eat, then feed me dope. Cause I'm just about as dope as dope can get. Ultimate, legit, Kane is a perfect fit. The king of my kingdom, completing a cipher. The lyrics I bring them keeps the crowd hyper. As I release the masterpiece, the groove will never cease until Kane says peace. So, maestro, yo, hit it. Big Daddy Kane's about to come with it. Cause
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off. Just gonna say what's up to my man Botch. Can't forget D. This goes out to Hawk, Dog, Pig, Miami, Slop, and of course my man Big Shot, AD Money, Neil. To my man KK,
Von G to D Smooth, out west. Can't forget Jam, Footloose and Lokay. To my man Mont, Steve, G, Mark, Howard, Logie, Chili, and the whole posse from the jungle. To my man Jamel from Queens. Of course, the one known as Ant Live, Federal B, the Debonair 3, Frank Nitti, Ike Capone, Mel Corner, Shabazz, the whole Brooklyn posse, Blase Blase, and may I send this out to the one known as AJ Fresh. Peace, my brother.
Yes, Big Daddy Kane is a savage on the mic, yo. Oh, my gosh. If he drops that, the place is going to go bananas. He's going to blow the roof off that place, which I'm pretty sure he is because that's one of his top five tracks, I would definitely say, of all time. Set it off, man. If you guys haven't heard his first album, Long Live the Kane, it's definitely a classic. But my personal favorite Big Daddy Kane album is Taste of Chocolate, put out in 1990, yo. Overall, I think that one's a stronger album, but Long Live the Kane does have some joints on there, man. It's incredible. Juice Crew, man, representing the Juice Crew, man. And I'm sure he's going to do a little tribute to Biz Markie, who passed away a few months back. Rest in peace to Biz, man. I can't believe Biz Markie's passed away. Unbelievable, man. But yeah, his health wasn't really that well, so rest in peace to Biz, and I'm sure he'll definitely pay tribute to Biz Markie. So we're going to move along to a KRS-One joint. I'm thinking, where do you go from here? I think KRS-One will drop this next song because it's very it's one of his most famous songs, My Philosophy. So we're going to get into that My Philosophy, y'all. This is Redbox Radio 95.9 FM, CKW style. We are celebrating the Big Daddy Kane versus KRS-One versus battle that's happening tomorrow night, Sunday, October 17th, around 7 or 8 p.m. Just all you have to do is Google it, get all the details. Usually all the versus battles are streamed live on YouTube. Someone has it streaming, so I'm going to definitely check out YouTube and enjoy the battle. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it as a fan of hip-hop, man. It'd be a great moment for hip-hop lovers all over the world, so all right, we're going to get into KRS-One, My Philosophy, on Redbox Radio. Let's do it.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy, many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft pump? You walk down the street and get jumped. From the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just sackle.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I played the nine and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teaching all the artists often new concepts at their hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher, and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money, cause we all make dollars. That's why
things with colorful names. I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that, huh. But they all just weak, weak, whack, weak, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now. On the industry, don't bother dissing me, or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics, cause it's about time one of y'all hear it, and hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man, a vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken, or turkey, or hamburger, cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop, and what it meant to DJ Scott DJ LaRock. Scott LaRock.
You're a philosopher.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? This is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU's much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. If you were to rule or govern a certain industry, all inside this room right now would be in misery. No one would get along nor sing a song, cause everyone be singing for the king. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
I say, yo, what's up? It's me again, Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had the nerve to think that we would end the trend with criminal minded and minded. Just only 10 funky, 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 funky hit records. No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. The competition checks and checks and keeps checking. They take the album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital. To take KRS-One's title. To them, I'm like an idol. Some type of entity. And everybody's rhyme, they want to mention me. Or rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps up to get beat down. Broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
I love that, man. Fresh for 88. That's when that track came out, man. 1988. By All Means Necessary. Boogie Down Productions dropped that album. That's one where he's on the cover and he's standing by the window with a gun in his hand, like the famous Malcolm X shot. The KRS-One, he's always been very political, man, social awareness, talk about stuff going on in the world, in the community, and, you know, having knowledge of self, spreading all that Afrocentric knowledge to the people out there so they get an understanding of who they are, the black people anyways. That's what he represents. So that's going to be... When I'm sure he's going to play that one for the Versus Battle. That's just me personally. I think he's going to drop that one because that's one of his biggest hits, one of his probably top five hits that he's ever put out, KRS-One, My Philosophy. You know, KRS-One, he's never been that mainstream. I mean, Step Into Your World was probably his biggest hit. He's only had one gold album, but he's okay with that because he's a conscious rapper, you know. He talks about stuff to make you think and he's an educated rapper, too. Like, he reads a lot of books. He's always reading books. And he brags about it, too. All right, so we're going to get into another Big Daddy Kane joint. Let's see. I think we should probably... Man, Kane has... I'm just going through some of these Kane joints, man. He can go so many different ways with this. Yeah, I think we should probably get into... Yeah, Ain't No Half Steppin'. I didn't get into that one. So we're going to get into that. Big Daddy Kane, Ain't No Half Steppin', off his debut album, man, back in 1988. Long Live the Kane. Let's do it.
Mm.
with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cause
ain't no half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Ain't no half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Ain't no half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Down the road.
My rhymes are so doping, the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who want to be in my field in court. Then again, on second thought, the habits he's coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater, the best, so yes, I guess, suggest the best, your best, don't mess or test your highness, unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest, and a rap prime minister, some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill, have a break from a take of me acting ill, brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit, next the formation of words that fit, at the table I sit, making it legit, and when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
No half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
No half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
No half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Down the road.
I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
No half-stepping. Ain't no half-stepping. Ain't no half-stepping. Ain't no half-stepping.
Mr. C, step to me. Father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around,
Play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rig them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Ashalama Lake.
Yes, 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 yes. Ain't no half step in Big Daddy Kane. That classic break. Blind Alley, I believe it's called. Yeah, there's a DJ Babu has a beat juggle using that Blind Alley track from back in the days. Oh my gosh, that break is incredible. So we don't have a lot of time left in the show. We're going to get into one more KRS-One track before that you guys go. But again, don't miss the KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane versus battle happening tomorrow night, Sunday, October 17th, around 7 or 8 p.m. Check YouTube, check all the streaming services. Check Google so that way you can find out where to see it. Make sure you don't miss that one, man. So thanks for tuning in to Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CQW. We're here each and every Saturday night between 8 and 10, and hope to see you guys next week. Peace and love.
Okay. I got one question. Yeah. One question.
Kelly.
Who am I?
The MC. Lottie Dot. I don't wear Versace. I wear DJs out quickly at the party. Who am I? If you're like me, hip-hop is in your body. Who am I?
The MC.
When the jam is slow and you need a proceeder, who am I?
The MC.
When you need a lyrical leader with oratorical triple features, who am I?
The MC.
When you need to rock your 3,000-seat arena, best believer, who am I?
The MC.
When you need to get the word on the street with demeanor, who am I?
The MC.
I beg thee, let me splurt rhymes, I have plenty. Who am I?
The MC.
Lord of mercy, I hit Sutton like Percy. Always new like Jersey, stay thirsty. Who am I?
The MC.
Showing my authority, superiority, an artistic minority. Now you're starting me, cause party philosophy can only be carried out by who am I?
The MC.
No doubt, predicting far ahead what will set the party off immensely with plenty of who?
The MC.
Trade that rooftop red zone, Roxy and Bentley's. Who am I?
The MC.
Gently move crowds with harmonious rhythm, cause the lyrics we give them, they miss them. Who am I?
The MC.
Again, the MC. Her infinite power helps oppressed people, sent me to tell you. If you truly study lyrical flows and stay on your toes, you will be who am I?
The MC.
And as an MC, you will study verbal magic, but watch what you say, cause you'll attract it. Control your subconscious magnet from pulling in havoc. Who am I?
The